Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Amy,
guess what?
I'm going to guess from the title of this episode, we're talking about we've just hit 200 episodes.
I know, how exciting. Guess what though? Guess what I was going to say?
What?
I really miss being in studio with you.
I know. It's so much harder recording in our homes. I'm recording, speaking into a box with my microphone in it, with a blanket that my great-grandmother knitted over my head. It's not quite the same as seeing your lovely face and being in the studio and recording that way.
I know, and it's been like around just under 50 episodes that we have recorded since being at home.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Flip!
Yeah. It's because we did the ISO series where we spent 6 weeks speaking every day to each other.
Kes, we're not even getting that much better at it after 50 episodes.
I know, you'd think that we would, but we're not.
Oh my gosh.
So this is clear that we are meant to be in studio and that our sound quality is so much better in studio, and we cannot wait to get back into the studio with Jared.
Yes, so we cannot wait.
For all you listeners who have put up with our subpar audio quality since being in ISO, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we hope to be in studio again soon. But in the meantime, let's celebrate hitting 200 episodes.
I know. Kes, who would have thought when we began just under 3 years ago we'd hit 200 episodes? Have you got like a top, I don't know, how many top do you want? Two, three? What are your favourite episodes so far?
That is like really, really challenging.
Which is your favourite child?
I know. I was going to say it's not quite that bad, but there is 200 of them, whereas at least with two children, I only have to choose between two. Dear, I know you're the perfect mum and you don't have a favourite child, whereas I have the favourite child every other minute. It changes. I think one of my favourite episodes of just the last like 6 months, I loved being with Mandy from Two Peas in a Podcast. That was a fun episode and fun to have her in the studio.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All those were the days being in the studio. I did really enjoy our ISO series. It got hard for me towards the end, but I really did enjoy spending every day with you.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed sharing my heart, which I know I do all the time, but it was the format of our ISO episodes lended itself even more so to just sharing how we were going every day and what life was like. And I think I'm really excited that we captured that season for prosperity for ourselves, so that we can, you know, we and our children and any future generations can actually listen to what that was like.
That's cool.
For us. And I loved having our kids in the studio a couple of years ago, but also during ISO. Like I love that we've captured their voices and their little personalities and their big personalities. So they're some, but I could keep going. I really, 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 really love our episodes where we talk about emotions and what's really going on. I think they're always some of my favorite episodes. And I think over the last little while, I think one of my favorites was perfectionism, because that was so illuminating to both of us.
The revelatory one.
Yes, yes. How about you?
That would definitely be up there with one of mine, the perfectionism one. I also really like the mental load. I liked the ones we did on mental health. I've really enjoyed that. And I always love an interview. Like, remember Narelle when we did homeschooling? That was mic drop after mic drop. And we've had Angela and Wendy talk about hoarding and Mandy come and talk about death. Like, I feel like the guests that we have had have just been extraordinary, and just bring a width of experience to, you know, you and I have a fairly similar life. Even though we see things through two very different lenses, our life in itself is not that different. So it's been great to have some different people come. I love recording days because it's like that anticipation when I drive to the airport and I pick you up and we might do a Facebook Live or we're just catching up and it's freezing in Melbourne and, oh, you know, it's so good. And then we get to Jared's and we record a couple of episodes and just have fun with him. Jared is a lot of fun and brings a lot of just joy to our podcasting days. And then we always have sushi for lunch and that's always a bit of a treat. Like, I really like the tradition that we have around our recording days. I'm not going to share all like the highlights of the last 3 years because we can do that when we hit our 3 year anniversary. But yeah, the recording and feeling like we have stuff to say is pretty significant. Like, I'm not sure I've always been someone who felt like people would care to listen to what I have to say. Turns out nearly 2 million people want to listen to what we have to say. So that's an incredible...
Well, maybe just one person who's listened 2 million times.
It could well be. We have a stalker, people. We have a stalker. Yeah, so I loved ISO. I really enjoy our energy. I love you. I find it easy to talk to you. I find that you bring the best out of me, and I hope I do the same for you. So, yeah, I can't put 200 episodes, man. That's like more episodes than the Brady Bunch. I don't think we're more than the Simpsons, though. That kind of went a bit rogue.
Yeah, no. And who wants to be compared to the Simpsons anyway?
No, not particularly.
But, yeah, I think it's pretty... I mean, as I said, we accelerated our numbers very easily during ISO because we did seven episodes a week.
Yeah.
How cool. Do you know one of the things that, and you touched on this just a little bit just before, is that I think one of the things that I have discovered during the last 3 years is that my voice really does matter. And that it doesn't matter any more than anybody else's. It's not that I'm all awesome and wonderful, but that my stories matter. They matter to me and they matter to other people, and they can shape and inform other people, just like your story, you, Amy, and also you, our listener. Your voice matters too. And I think that that's something that I have become really passionate about over the last, probably over the last year in particular, is just realizing and it's probably actually a lot thanks to Mandy and Kate from 2Ps, is just realizing how powerful the stories are, and how powerful my story is, and that I have a unique, you and I both have unique and different lenses, and we have unique stories to tell, and we, what a privilege and an honor it is to be able to have a voice, because not everybody in our society has a voice. And so to take that responsibility very seriously and honor the space that people have honored us with by listening to us every week. Like, it's there's so much gravity in that as well, that it blows my mind. It literally blows my mind that people listen to us. But then also like going, but yeah, they should listen to us, like, that, not in a arrogant way, but in that every voice matters and that stories matter.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And
yeah, and we work hard at making sure that this podcast brings you value. That's actually really important to us. It's not just about us hearing our own voices, because we can do that all on our own time. But it is about wanting to bring value and help you guys make your lives better. And I think too, Kirst, while we're talking about the 200 episodes, it's worth acknowledging that we don't create these episodes in and of ourselves. Jared is a massive part of our team. And without Jared, poor Kirst would be continually sitting at GarageBand, pulling her hair out, going a bit cray-cray, because that's what we did for the first little while.
Here.
No,
we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you would have given up by now if you had to do the editing.
Yeah.
and to thank our Patreon supporters who also financially support us, and every single one of you that has told somebody else about our podcast. There's literally nothing better you can do but to tell somebody else. And so for every time you've shared something, you've commented, you've left a feedback or review on Apple Podcasts, you've tagged us in something, that is literally the best thing you can do to help us share our message. So please don't stop doing that, because that makes the world of difference and means so much to us, because we can't do that for ourselves. That can only happen through you guys.
Yeah, and that's like literally, it really, really does blow my mind that so many people choose, whether it be weekly or they dip in and out of listening to us, but they still choose to listen to us. Like, yeah. I know that I've just been banging on about how my voice matters, but it matters to me that my voice matters, but
that's
that
right.
other people also think that what my voice matters,
yes,
and that your voice matters, and that our story and our voices matter to them, that they would choose to tune in and week out, and that we've hit, you know, we've had over 1.6 million listens. Like, that is just crazy, and it absolutely makes our day when we hear from people and they say, thank you so much for producing this podcast. This is what's happened to me because you've produced the podcast. Like, we cry. We honestly cry when we hear stories of that. And
don't stop sending them. Don't think, oh my gosh, they must know that what they're sharing. No, don't stop, because we question ourselves just as much as you question yourself. Share them. Share the stories with us. Share the episode with someone who you think would value it. Or just slide into our DMs and say, hey, I'm a listener. Thanks. That would be nice. Or send cake. Send cake. That's the other option.
Yeah, or massage vouchers. Whatever.
Oh, yeah,
whatever,
or massage vouchers. Or chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate, yeah. Moscato. I think that it's – yeah, Moscato. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for looking after me, my friend. I love you. I was in a Facebook group just recently, and talking, and somebody asked what people are listening to, and what podcast people are listening to. And I was a bit cheeky and put our podcast in. But it just made me realize that, like you've been saying, Amy, to encourage people to share our podcast with other people, because unfortunately in this group nobody had already mentioned our podcast, and that's why I mentioned it. But I think that people who have been listening to us for the last 3 years forget, like we do, that not everybody else is listening to us.
Yes.
That there's so many more people that could benefit from listening to us, and that we would love to hear their stories as well. So keep sharing, people. Keep banging on. Who cares if somebody says, oh, my goodness, what did Kirsty and Amy say this week? Like, what are you going to share this week?
Oh, that's so good.
Because that's like we love – somebody messaged me this week, and she's like, oh yeah, that's right. I forget that you're not my best friend. Like, that you're, and I was like, no, it's cool. I'm glad that you feel like we are really good friends, because that is the joy of podcasting.
It is such a beautiful medium.
Yeah. You guys all feel like you know us really well, because we share our hearts with you and we share our lives with
and
you.
And share too much information regularly as well.
Yeah, there's TMI a lot in this podcast. And so, especially with Amy and her toweling, still cracks me up.
Yeah. I had an incident the other day, yes, where my child said, Mum, put pants on before you answer the door, please.
Oh.
I was like, I've got to the point in my life where my child has to remind me to put pants on. There is, like, I am living the good life, people. I am living the good life.
You are in isolation still, my friend, clearly. You have not fully re-entered the world.
I have not. I have only re-entered to see clients, and that is it.
And as evidenced by being reminded by your child to put pants on.
Yes.
And let's clarify that for all you British listeners. She's talking about trousers.
Oh, long pants. After that comment in our community, that's the best. I had no trousers on, but I did have long john underwear on. Well, no, they're not long johns. What do they call them in the UK? Just undies. Underwear. Briefs.
Underwear.
I was wearing them all.
They call them pants. They call them pants.
Oh, and then the ones on the outside of your trousers.
Yes.
Okay.
Hence why when Australians say pants, British people go, what? Why are you talking about your underwear for? Like,
gotcha.
Because that we call pants trousers, and they call underwear pants.
Except for when we say I wet my pants, that generally means I wet my underwear.
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying. English language is confusing.
Well, Australian English language is very confusing.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Anyway.
All that to say, we love and appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you for helping us get to 200 episodes. Here's to 200 more. And it's only a couple of weeks till we'll be celebrating our 3-year anniversary. So it's just like the celebration month. Maybe we'll hit 2 million as well, and we can have a triple celebration.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will. But we'll definitely be celebrating in a couple of weeks when we hit our 3-year anniversary.
Yes.
On like the end of June, beginning of July. That's crazy. Yeah. 3 years has gone very quickly, Amy.
It really has. It really has. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of our family. Thank you for letting us be in your ears every week. We'll be back in your ears on Monday, and have an amazing couple of days.
Oh, we love you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.